Now,
the rest of the story. Every time Amos Jacobs and his wife would pass that department store, she, Rose Marie, would hesitate at a particular window. Inside, in the window display, a mannequin wore a black wool coat. It was not a terribly expensive coat, but it was elegantly designed, and it was trimmed with a martingale fur collar that plunged down the front to its hem, and Rosie dearly loved that coat. Amos could see it in her face. Each day she stopped at the display, her eyes would dance. Well, the Jacobses had been married less than a year now, and this, their first winter together, was a cold winter in Detroit. Rosie's old winter coat had been worn beyond repair. What a wonderful gift that black wool coat would make for Amos's lifetime sweetheart. He realized that such a purchase would pose a financial hardship. After all, these were depression times. The Jacobses were living in the bedroom of a downtown rooming house. For the privilege of having guests in the owner's living room, Rose cleaned house and made beds. All the more reason that she should have the warm and pretty black wool coat for which she quietly longed. So Amos made up his mind he would buy it for her. But, well, this is the rest of the story. One afternoon when Rosie was otherwise occupied, Amos went down to the department store and inquired about the coat that his bride had admired. The sales lady's expression brightened. Black with a lovely fur trim, she said. Of course she recalled the coat. She'd been charmed by it herself. As the woman lifted it from the mannequin in the window, Amos smiled. It was even more beautiful than it had appeared through the glass. How much? The woman quoted the price. Amos gasped. The figure was even more than he had imagined. No mistake, he asked. The woman shook her head. No mistake. Well, Amos and Rosie were both working, but for depression wages. The absolute most that they could afford as a time payment on anything would be $2 a month. The sales lady regarded Amos sadly. She knew the store policy. For a purchase of this amount, at least $4 a month would be required. There was a chance, however, that her supervisor would extend Mr. Jacobs' credit. At least it would do no harm to ask. So they took the dilemma to the department manager, who nodded sympathetically. Perhaps the rules could be bent just this once, he agreed. And what, asked the supervisor, what was Mr. Jacobs' profession? Amos cast his eyes downward. In a low, self-conscious voice, he explained, half apologetically, that he was an entertainer. He was a singer and a master of ceremonies at Burt's Beer Garden. The department manager grew suddenly cold. It was nothing personal, he said, but it would be simply impossible for the store to extend credit to a nightclub singer. Amos Jacobs had never had his heart broken before that day. And yet, thus wounded, he returned home. He explained to his beloved Rosie what had happened. And she smiled, and she embraced her husband. She said that such a love as his would warm the coldest winter, coat or no coat, so the new coat could wait. But Amos Jacobs never forgot that experience. Then and there, he made a silent vow that the day would come when he'd be able to get credit any place, any time. And the day did come, but not until after Amos Jacobs, inspired by a coat he could not afford, for the love of Rosie, struggled longer and harder, and somehow along the way changed his name to Danny Thomas. And now you know the rest of the story.